For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au.
God bless you. Let's open in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, Lord. We give glory to the Lord Jesus Christ tonight, Lord. We thank you that we have the Word of God. We thank you that we find truth here, we find life. We thank you, Lord, for the power. We thank you for the power of God at work in our lives. And we thank you, Lord, for the wonderful gifts that you've given to us. We thank you also, Lord, for angelic help in our lives. We give glory to you in Jesus' name. Amen. We're looking tonight at understanding the role of angels. So that's a fairly large topic, and we won't be covering everything, but it'll be an overview of understanding the role of angels, because the Bible has a lot to say about angelic help. So firstly, angels are spiritual beings. They're spiritual beings. They're ministering spirits. And there are different types of angels. The Bible speaks about different types of angels. So firstly, let's have a look in the book of Hebrews chapter 1 and verses 13 and 14. Hebrews 1, 13 and 14, and the Word of God says, "But to which of the angels said he at any time, 'Sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool'? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation?" Glory to God. So the Bible tells us clearly that they are ministering spirits. They are created beings. And God created them in his creation, six-day creation. You can read in the book of Genesis, they're created beings. And now we see from the scripture that they are ministering spirits. Ministering spirits. And they're at work now. And we don't often see them with the naked eye. Sometimes people have seen them, but more often we don't see them. They are ministering spirits, and the Bible tells us, sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation. So in their role as ministering spirits, they minister to the Lord, they serve him, they worship him, they praise God, they minister to the Lord, and the Lord has also appointed them to minister, the Bible says, for them, who shall be heirs of salvation. So the heirs of salvation, now that is Christians. So they are sent forth by God to minister for them, who shall be heirs of salvation. Now that's significant that we read that. Minister for them. The Bible says specifically, minister for them. So they work on your behalf. They do good things. They do good things in accordance with the will of God for you. You can believe that. Good things. We'll have a look at some of those things in this message tonight. So minister for them. So believe God that they're acting on your behalf, for your good. Minister for them, who shall be heirs of salvation. And the Lord has appointed an angel to each Christian. So you have an angel with you. In fact, they're here now. We can't see them with the naked eye unless the Lord has chosen to reveal the appearance of the angel, but they're here. They're here. And they're at work in your life. They're at work for your good. Praise the Lord. So they're ministering spirits, the Bible tells us. I mentioned that they minister to the Lord, and we can see in the book of Isaiah chapter 6. Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 to verse 3. Isaiah 6, verses 1 to 3, the scripture says, "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." Praise the Lord. Now this is talking about a type of angel called the seraphim. The seraphim. So it speaks the name of this type of angel, the seraphim. And they're in God's presence. And they're worshipping the Lord. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Praise God. Now that was a vision that Isaiah the prophet had. And he was able to see the throne of God. And he saw the Lord and he saw the angels. So they minister to the Lord and they do the Lord's will. And the Lord, he sends them forth on assignments as well. So they're ministering spirits and they have a role in the service of and worship of God. The service of and worship of the Lord God. So if we can turn to Psalm 103, verse 20. 103, verse 20. And the Bible says in Psalm 103, verse 20, "Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word." Now that tells us some important things here. Remember that as far as in our own day-to-day life, God has appointed angels and an angel to each of us to minister for them, so to minister for us. Now, we can see from the scripture that they excel in strength. They excel in strength. They're quick, they're strong, they can accomplish a lot very quickly. So they excel in strength. And they do his commandments. So they do the commandments of the Lord. They do God's commandments. So his angels do not act against his commandments. They do his commandments. And they hearken unto the voice of his word. They hearken unto the voice of his word. Now, when we put God's words in our mouth, that is what the angels are hearkening unto. They are hearkening unto the voice of God's word. And we, each Christian, has a role in giving voice to the word of God. And that includes what God says about you and what God says about your life. When you do that, the angels hearken unto you, because you are speaking God's word forth. That's what they act on. And that's what looses them to act on your behalf. Now, if you have a Christian who's speaking crosswise to the word of God, doubt, unbelief, etc., the angels will not act on that. The angels will not act on that. In fact, it binds them. It binds their activity with respect to ministering for the Christian, because they're not hearkening unto the doubt and unbelief and things that are contrary to God's word. What they are hearkening to is God's word. God's word. So, for instance, if you say, as the scripture says, the Lord is my defense, the Lord is my helper, that's what they are hearing. That's what they are acting on. It looses them to help you in your life. For instance, Psalm 91 tells us that we are delivered from the snare of the fowler. You put that in your mouth, and that's what the angels are hearkening to. I am delivered from the snare of the fowler. It gives them now the loosening to act on your behalf, to go and thwart those snares that the devil has set up. So they do minister for the heirs of salvation, and God has given them that assignment to do that in the life of Christians. And what they are doing is hearkening unto the voice of his word. So it's really paramount for us, if we want God's will to be done in our life, to keep God's words in our mouth. Keep God's words in our mouth. Praise God. Praise the Lord. So they hearken unto the voice of his word, and they do his commandments, and they're strong and powerful and quick beings. Praise God. And they're at work. They're at work. So let's have a look at Psalm 91. I was just referring to this now. Psalm 91, let's read verses 11 and verse 12. So, as far as the Christian goes, the Bible tells us in Psalm 91, verse 11 and 12, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. That's good news, isn't it? The angels, God has given his angels charge over thee. So you can take that as being written for you, as a person who is God's child. Charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. To keep thee in not just some of your ways, but all thy ways. All thy ways. Believe that. All thy ways. That's a powerful statement. To keep thee in all thy ways. So that's a wonderful thing. And you can put it in your mouth. You can say, thank you, Lord, for keeping me in all my ways. Thank you, Lord, you've given your angels charge over me, and they keep me in all my ways. This is really, really important, because the world is a dangerous place. The world is a dangerous place, so we need God's help. We need God's help. So protection of the Christian is a key role of angels. And verse 12 says, they shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Now that speaks about their protective help. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Now he's telling us literal truths here. The angels helping you in your day-to-day life, God has given them charge over you to keep you in all your ways and bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Believe that and receive it. Praise God, because it's written for us, for our edification and our help. Praise the Lord. So they have a role in protecting and helping the Christian in their day-to-day life. Glory to God. Let's have a look at Psalm 34, verse 7. And here, the scripture says in Psalm 34, verse 7, "The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them." God uses angels to deliver Christians from problematic and dangerous situations, those devilish snares and traps. "The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him." Who are those that fear God? We as Christians should be people who walk in the fear of the Lord. And believe God that the angel of the Lord is encamping round about you. So you have angelic help. You have angelic help. "The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him," that fear the Lord, "and delivereth them." Glory to God. Angelic help. God's deliverance. God is powerful and mighty. And he's given these ministering spirits to help and deliver Christians. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise God. That's good news. That is good news. So believe that. Believe that. And you put the angels to work in your life. They do God's will. It delights the Lord when you act in faith. He wants you protected. He wants you helped. He wants you to hear his voice. So believe that God has given his angels charge over you and that you have angelic help in your day-to-day life. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Have a look at Acts 27. Let's go to the New Testament and look at Acts 27. And let's read verses 21 to 24. And this is an event in the life of Paul the Apostle. Acts 27, 21 to 24. When he was on the ship, it says, "But after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, Sirs, ye should have hearkened unto me and not have loosed from Crete, and to have gained this harm and loss. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, Fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee." So Paul gives a testimony of the angel of the Lord communicating unto him and standing by him all night, and that would have been a rough night on board that ship that was going to be destroyed. The angel stood by him and communicated him the words of the Lord. So the angels can communicate to a Christian at times the message of God, the message of God. If God wants to use the angel to tell them something, just as in this case, the angel of the Lord gave Paul that message from the Lord. So they can talk to the Christian when God chooses to use them as a vessel of communicating the message of the Lord. So that's good. Praise God. They have a role in providing assistance and encouragement from God. Praise the Lord. Have a look at Luke 1. Let's turn to Luke 1. Here we have a very notable examples of the angel giving forth the message of the Lord as messengers of God's plans. Now these were two very notable births, John the Baptist and the Lord Jesus Christ. So firstly, let's look at Luke 1, verses 11 to 13. Starting at verse 11, this is firstly talking about the father of John the Baptist, Zacharias, and the message from God given to him about the arrival of John the Baptist, his son. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. So, and it goes on about more of what the angel said to him about John the Baptist. So you can see here that they have a role. That angel was sent from the Lord, and that was the archangel Gabriel, sent from the Lord to tell about the arrival of John the Baptist. So that was a particular message God wanted delivered by his angel. And if you read verse 19, the scripture says, And the angel answering said unto him, I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence of God, and am sent to speak unto thee, and to show thee these glad tidings. So the Lord sent forth the angel Gabriel to tell Zacharias about the arrival of John the Baptist, the glad tidings. Praise God. He repeated what the Lord had told him. Praise God. Have a look at Luke 1, 26 to 31. Gabriel had another important message to deliver, this time to Mary. 26 to 31. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favoured, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favour with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and shalt bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. And the angel goes on to tell about the Lord Jesus Christ. So here you have examples in the Bible about angelic deliverance of messages, about the plan and will of God, God's plan in the earth. Praise God. So praise God. Let's have a look at Matthew chapter 2, verses 13 to 14. Matthew 2, verses 13 to 14. Now, angels are spiritual beings. They can at times manifest themselves in human form with a physical body. But for the most part in our life, we don't see them with the naked eye. And yet they help. They help us. And they are here. They are spiritual beings. And if God grant the Christian the ability to see into the spirit, which he has done at times, then we could see them. But they believe God that they are at work. So have a look at Matthew 2, verses 13 to 14. The Bible says, "And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeareth to Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise and take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word. For Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed into Egypt." So he took Mary and Jesus at the word of the angel who delivered the message of the Lord in a dream. So angels can help people in their dreams, the scripture tells us. They can help via dreams. So dreams are actually spiritual occurrences themselves. And the angels can appear to people in dreams, just as it says here. So praise God. They can communicate the will of the Lord via dreams as well. Have a look at Genesis 19. We'll look at two verses here. In Genesis 19, let's read verses 1 and verse 11. "And there came two angels to Sodom at even, and Lot sat in the gate of Sodom, and Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground." So here is an occurrence where they appeared in human form. So two angels, they came to Sodom, and Lot saw them with his naked eye. And they had a role to execute the judgment of God toward Sodom. And in the rescuing and deliverance of Lot and his family from that wicked city, appointed to God's destruction. And verse 11 says, and this is when the Sodomites were wishing to do harm against these angels. Obviously, they didn't understand who they were or what they were. Verse 11 says, about the angels and these violent men, "And they smote the men that were at the door of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they wearied themselves to find the door." So here they executed the judgment of God. They smote the Sodomites with blindness. So they do that. They have a role at times in the destruction of God's enemies, the destruction of the enemies of the people of God. We see that. And let's turn to Revelation chapter 1 verse 20. So Revelation 1:20. Revelation 1:20, the Bible says, "The mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks." The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. So the angels of the seven churches. So there are angels appointed over the seven churches of Earth's history. And there is an angel of the church of Laodicea. We are right now living in the Laodicean period. And it's worth noting also that the seven churches spoken of in Revelation 2 and 3 were local churches also. So angels have a part in helping local churches. Praise God. Let's turn to Revelation chapter 8, verses 2 to 6. Revelation 8, verses 2 to 6. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer. And there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense, which came with the prayers of the saints, ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar and cast it into the earth. And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and an earthquake. And the seven angels, which had the seven trumpets, prepared themselves to sound. Praise God. So angels have a role in executing the will of God with respect to the events in Earth's history, past, present, and future. Praise God. And let's finish with Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 2. And the scripture says in Hebrews 13, verse 2, be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. So angels can at time appear to the Christian. Remember that God has given them as ministering spirits to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation, to help. So they can appear in human form, and whether or not the Christian knows, they might not realize that it is an angel of the Lord. So the Lord is telling us here, be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Praise God. Praise the Lord. So believe that there is angelic help. The angels are helping you in your life in accordance with the will of God. And remember also that they hearken unto the voice of his word and they do his commandments. So if you loose them to act on your behalf, then you're doing the will of God. You're doing the will of God. So remember that you have angelic help. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Let's close in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. We praise you and thank you, Lord, for your help, your divine deliverance. We thank you for the help of the angels. We thank you, Lord. They are helping us in ways that we wouldn't have even realized on many occasions, and we thank you, Lord, for that. We thank you, Lord, for these ministering spirits. We thank you, Lord, that they do your commandments and they hearken unto the voice of your word. We thank you, Lord, that you love us. We thank you, Lord, that your will toward us as your children is good. We love you. We exalt you and we praise you. Thank you, Lord. May each person here be edified, Lord, and be strengthened in their faith. We give glory to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.